It's Tuesday, November 12th, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. The official groundbreaking for the Arandas Emergency Response and Traffic Management Centre is scheduled for today. Irene Jacobs from the Arandas Town Council provides insights into the project's importance for B2 road users.
We are approaching the festive season, and you have to pledge to arrive alive, and through that, you have to make sure that you're not speeding. You have to make sure that your vehicle is properly looked at before it can travel. So passing through the emergency center in future, we will be able to tell when you are speeding and when you are being reckless on the road, and the traffic control will be ready to capture you. So you have to learn now to be responsible and be that driver that cares for the next person on the road.
The Mines and Energy Ministry has reported two earthquakes over the weekend. The first occurred near Grosbarmen in the Okanja district, with the second being 10 kilometers southwest of Opuo in Kunene. Both events were recorded by local and South African seismic centers. Here's the Mines Ministry's Anna Salkiers.
Some of the precautionary measures the public can take if you feel an earthquake are as follows. If you find yourself indoors, try going outside safely when possible. Otherwise, find refuge under a table. If you are outdoors, find a clear spot well clear of buildings, trees, and power lines. Stay and face away from windows. And then also watch out, always watch out for falling objects.
South Africa's Minister of Electricity and Energy, Kgosintso Ramokgoba, has called for urgent action to tackle Johannesburg's growing energy crisis as well as its financial issues. In talks with Mayor Dada Morero, he highlighted problems like declining municipal revenues, the rising 6.3 billion rand Eskom debt, and billing disputes between City Power and Eskom. Addressing the media, Ramokgoba said it was crucial to resolve these issues internally before seeking court intervention.
You need an independent technical assessment to reconcile and confirm the billing on the part of Eskom, and what the City Power claims on their version is the accurate billing. So we've agreed that we'll approach the South African National Energy Development Institute.
Continentally, the United Nations Security Council is reviewing a British-drafted resolution urging Sudan's rival factions to end hostilities and permit safe, unrestricted aid deliveries across borders and conflict zones, as per Reuters. Conflict broke out last year in April, stemming from a power struggle between the Sudanese army and the rapid support forces, leading to a severe displacement crisis worldwide. Scientists are virtually certain that 2024 will be the warmest year on record. The Copernicus Climate Change Service, a European agency, made the announcement, reinforcing predictions made earlier in the year. It comes as world leaders gather in Azerbaijan for the United Nations annual climate conference, as our Sally Patterson reports.
World leaders from around 200 nations will gather for COP29 over the next 2 weeks. They'll focus in particular on how to limit long-term global temperature rises to 1.5 degrees Celsius. A target set by the Paris Agreement in 2015. The U.S. climate envoy spoke at the conference on Monday, around a week after his country elected a new president. John Podesta says Donald Trump may put climate change on the back burner, but work to slow global warming will continue in America. He says Trump's re-election was, quote, bitterly disappointing, and countered the former president's claims that climate change is a hoax. Sally Patterson, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.